drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. Back in the mid-2000s, Amelia Zirin-Brown introduced us to her alter ego, Lady Rizzo, on the stages of New York. Part chanteuse, part comedian, with a love of the lowbrow, Rizzo has gone on tour really across the world and worked with the likes of Yo-Yo Ma and Taylor Mack, winning awards and applause along the way. You know, she wants applause. Everyone wants applause. Rizzo's latest show, Red, White and Indigo, is all about her relationship with her home, America, which she compares to a bad boyfriend. Welcome to the drawing room.
Hi. It's good to be here.
Oh, yeah. So a bad boyfriend. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, was realizing, especially when the news came out about, like, reading the emails, I was like, oh, he reads my texts behind my back. He's messing constantly with my birth control, but it's too cheap to pay for the baby. And at like, why am I kind of staying with this, in this abusive relationship for so long? Where does my patriotism lie? When I don't like to say his name, but I call him the angry apricot, got elected. You know, this kind of feeling within many Americans of like, we've got to fight to prevent tyrannical kind of takeover, corporate takeover of a country. And then, so I just started questioning myself, I just said, plural.
Well, you do have an alter ego, so I think it's accurate.
I just started asking myself, well, where does my patriotism lie if I always feel like this country has kind of left me behind, left me out? I had, my parents are hippies, and I had a really distinctive upbringing, and I always felt like my parents, you know, didn't really identify with people who identified as American. You know what I mean?
Any part of you kind of American? Is there some part of the values that you feel really strongly linked to?
Yeah. Well, when I think deeper about what are the true values of being American, not the values that have been hijacked by the conservative right, you know, this sense of moral decency is something that I feel like Trump, I feel like he is showing me what I feel is not moral. And it's interesting because that word, I feel like morality, has always been used against, you know, people who have, you know, I don't know, you know, who are queer or who have kind of different kind of family than the, you know, suburban nuclear, you know. So I feel like this sense of morality, which is treating people well with decency, treating people of all colors, all genders, all sexual preferences, all religions. I mean, America is a melting pot, and that's what I believe in, especially as the world, you know, becomes more of a melting pot in general. We're global. We have a global identity with technology that has broken down these lines in the sand that we've held to with countries.
Do you see cabaret as just a fun place, or should it be political as well?
I always wanted to keep politics out of my work, avert politics, mainly because I thought people were inundated with it, you know, daily, and they needed a respite.
A reprieve.
Yeah. They needed to be transported into a place that it was more luxurious and sparkly, velvet, you know, soothing. And I always thought that just my basic identity of being a bold woman was political, and that the personal is political if you're speaking your truth. But this year, I couldn't not do it. My ideas about making shows have always been like, make the shows about things that you're obsessed with, because A, you will want to continue working on them, and B, that obsession is probably contagious. So your interest will translate to the audience. And so it's interesting that this year my obsession was that same of my whole country. I'd never shared an obsession, because we all,
perhaps the world's obsession
or
too.
The world, yeah, it's kind of a soap opera.
Look, I mean, it's bringing us all together.
This is the way we come together. I mean, do you read the news? Is that the first thing you do when you wake up on your phone?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And it, I mean, and it wasn't always what I did, but it's such, like, you just, I feel like, I'm addicted to rage porn.
That's what's happening now, yeah, and that's not necessarily, not always healthy. So we've mentioned this alter ego. Yeah. What can Lady Rizzo do or say that Amelia maybe wouldn't?
Oh, I always felt that Rizzo is my, it's my excuse to live without humility. And that's just a real gift with comedy, to never say you're sorry. And everything that happens on stage with Lady Rizzo is purposeful, no matter if it's a true disaster. And so that's been a real freedom. But when I started, when I had a rough year after I went through my first divorce, my only divorce.
I was getting excited. I was like, can't wait till I hear about the third.
I know. I've always kind of wanted to feel cool. Like a woman, like who'd been divorced many times, like Liz Taylor or something. But after my divorce, it was a hard time in my life, and I feel like it's the only time I went a little deeper into the alter ego and started self-identifying, and I lost some friends.
You lost friends?
Well, just because I started, you know, living as that diva, I think I've got them back.
Okay, so it was a temporary diva period.
Well, my closest friends, like, sat me down and said,
I love an intervention.
I
had a few.
intervention. My closest friend sat me down and said, when I have a dinner party and invite you, it doesn't mean I'm invited in Lady Rizzo. I know. How harsh is that?
How did you cope? How did you respond?
I responded by starting a regular Skype therapy because I was on tour most of the time. And so that was also contributing to the kind of dysfunction, you know, unstable ground, is that I had lost my kind of home. And then I also literally had lost my home. And so I was groundless. And so
your emotional and your physical home.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That is hard.
It is hard, right? And so people have breaks, and that was the way that I broke. And because of that kind of transitory life style for that year, I was like, well, I can't go to therapy. But then I found an amazing therapist who did Skype therapy with me, and it was so successful. I really want to recommend that if anybody feels like they can't get it together to go to therapy, find a therapist.
Because it's quite a process to go to a therapist build it into your week.
Exactly.
I can't fit it in.
I know. And think about all the time I saved not being on transit, going to, you know.
It's fantastic.
And so I'd wake up.
Bit of FaceTime?
Yeah. I was in Bali. I would do my therapy. I was in, you know, Singapore. I'd do my therapy. You know, it was great.
Love it.
Yeah.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. Lady Rizzo is my guest in the drawing room. We're about to hear one of your songs, Hit of You. What's the story behind this one?
This is a mixture of, I started writing this song about an addictive lover, but as I kind of wrote more and more verses, it felt like it was about audiences. The feeling of elation that an audience presence gives me, and then the kind of fall when I go back to my dressing room or hotel room alone and have to take baths so I don't commit suicide. I'm not really suicidal, but this interview is making me sound like it.
No, I'm weirdly getting you, but okay. I hope everyone's with us too. Stay with us, everyone. She's okay. She just likes baths. But before I get to the song, that's kind of the existential crisis, isn't it, of the performer? It's
yes.
Like loving the rush of being loved, and then there's quite a crash.
Yes. Well, it's so much love, adulation that you feel, and presence to, you know, flow state, like the thing that people, you know, do serious drugs or they run marathons or climb Everest to get. I feel that, or meditate, but it takes a lot more time to get it meditating and hard work. I feel that intensely when I perform. It's like timelessness, complete presence, and also a lot of love from the audience. And then afterwards, a lot of love signing our autographs, you know? And then it's like the worst Band-Aid being ripped off, and then you are just with yourself. And I think it's why a lot of performers, kill themselves or go too far into the ego land, and then they can't survive once they've aged past their prime.
Let's hear the song. This is Hit of You, performed by Lady Rizzo.
Just a taste of you will make me die. The sweetest death, it's not a lie. A taste of you is all I need to end this mortal pressing. A taste of you. One hit of you.
That was Hit of You, performed by Lady Rizzo, who is my guest in the drawing room. Hello.
You hear that? The end sound is me in the watching the paint peel in the dressing room.
Spiraling, spiraling. How do you go about picking the songs for your show?
Oh, it's a strange process. So there's some songs that I'm like, oh, I really want to do this song because I have this idea, this take on it. And how can I kind of put it in there? And sometimes I'll try to jam it in and then it won't work. And and then other times, you know, like I knew I wanted to start with the Star Spangled Banner with this show, and I wanted to mix it with a kind of more politically transgressive song. And so I saw Marvin Gaye sing the Star Spangled Banner in the 70s on YouTube, and I was like, oh yeah, Inner City Blues mixed with the Star Spangled Banner, does it work? And so then I'm just at home, like, playing Inner City Blues and trying to sing the Star Spangled Banner in that key over it. And then I get it into the room with the band and I make it work.
So are you trying to twist songs around to have a new meaning sometimes? Is that like a...
Yeah. So like in this song, I do a... Do you remember Portishead?
Mm-hmm.
So I do a Portishead... Yeah, you do. I do a Portishead song that I've always loved. It's called Glory Box, which I love the name as well.
Such a good song.
Yeah. And I'm singing it to America, you know, give me a reason to love you. And then in the middle, I go into I'm a Woman, which is the Peggy Lee song, blues song, but I do it over an Afrobeat. So it sounds so insane to describe it, but I love it.
But
I love
it works.
It completely works, and it feels alive. And another one in this show, I do D'Angelo Shit Damn. Mother Effer, and then put Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, which actually Sonny Bono wrote, I just found out.
Good on Sonny Bono.
I know. I had no idea that he wrote it. For some reason, I thought it was like before his time. But and that's kind of my song that is about the gun control insanity that that America has been prevented from passing rational gun laws for so long, and my frustration at Second Amendment enthusiasts.
They are very enthusiastic.
Oh my God, yes. And when I say enthusiast, I mean nut.
You are certainly heavily implying that. I always ask my musical guests to choose a song that they love. What have you chosen?
Oh, I chose Nina Simone's Four Women. She's a very, very important figure in my musical growth. When I was 20, I was a lounge singer for Princess Cruise Lines in Alaska. You know, it's like every line in that sentence gets worse. Every word.
I've got such a vision of that.
And
did you have fun?
No.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about that. Not even a little?
No, I did. It was like, I didn't, you know, I went to an arts conservatory for school, so I never had the collegiate, like, drinking experience, and this was the closest I had. There was a lot of screwing, a lot of drinking.
What else do you do? I suppose you're stuck on a...
Yeah. Yeah. But I brought, you know, 4 CDs, I think. You know, there was just, you couldn't bring that much. And Nina Simone's anthology was one of them. And I just, I spent that whole season just really understanding so much about how to take a song and recreate it and enliven it and imbue it with so much feeling and furious energy or sadness. Nina wasn't a prolific songwriter. She mainly took other people's songs and recreated them. But this is one of the songs that she wrote, which I love. It's not only kind of groovy, but it's very political and talking about four different women of black or brown skin that and their lives.
Let's hear it. Hey, you've been a great guest. Thanks for coming in.
Oh my God, what a joy.
It has been a joy.
Yeah. Is it already over?
It's over. Sorry. It has to end.
Breaking up with me this? Is this a text breakup?
It kind of is. This is your second divorce, okay? This is just, you're ratcheting them up by the minute. Amelia Zirin-Brown has been my guest in the drawing room. Amelia performs as Lady Rizzo, and you can catch her until April the 22nd at the Arts Centre in Melbourne as part of the International Comedy Festival, or you can find her album Indigo online. Now let's have a listen to the song she's chosen for you to listen to. This is Nina Simone with Four Women.
My skin is black, my arms are long, my back is strong.